Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also encourage you to visit our website, churchofchrist.harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio programs and MP3 files. We have Bible videos on a select number of topics in alphabetical order. We have a host of other Bible-related materials, study aids, that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. You'll also find some more information about the church here and our times of services. But at the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the times of those services, and we cordially invite you to any or all these meetings. We want nothing from you. We ask you to come with an open Bible and an open mind, and we want to show your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. We finished the study of 1 and 2 Peter last month, and today we're going to begin a special study that may last through the month of February. We're going to talk about a very relevant subject that's very much in the news today. I want to talk to you for the next few weeks about the subject of abortion, a nation stained with blood. I want to begin by reading in Psalms chapter 106, verse number 38. And shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. God's people were charged with this type of conduct when they shed innocent blood. Is this nation any different in the shedding of innocent blood? We need to begin this discussion by talking about the abortion and the law. In Roe v. Wade in January 22nd of 1973, the alias Jane Roe was used for Norman McGarvey, on whose behalf the suit was originally filed, alleging that the abortion law in Texas violated her constitutional rights and the rights of other women. The defendant was the District Attorney of Dallas County, Texas, Henry B. Wade. The abortion and the law, and you could read this in a book called I Was Wrong, written by two women who went in two different directions. First, Norma found Christ changed and now is an active pro-life defender. Then Roe versus Wade became law in the court's decision in January 22nd. 1973. We also see the court's decision in this case was that the Ninth Amendment, in stating that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others to retain by the people. It protected a person's right of privacy. And so it became law. The Supreme Court ruled that a woman in consultation with her physician and free from government interference, has a constitutionally protected right to have an abortion in the early stages of pregnancy that is beyond viability. In 1992, in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the court reaffirmed the right to abortion. However, by giving the states the right to enact restrictions that do not create undue burdens on women seeking abortions, the ruling significantly weakened the legal protection previously afforded women and their physicians. Currently, 35 states enforce parental consent for notification laws for minors seeking abortion. Congress had barred the use of federal Medicaid funds to pay for abortions, except when the woman's life would be endangered by a full-term pregnancy, or in the case of rape or incest. 17 states use public funds to pay for abortions for some poor women, but only 4 do so voluntarily. The rest do so under court order. About 13% of all abortions in the United States are paid with public funds, and virtually all from state governments. 20 states have laws that could be used to restrict the legal status of abortion. 4 states have laws that automatically ban abortion if Roe were to be overturned. 13 states retain unenforced pre-Roe abortion bans, and seven states have laws that express their intent to restrict the legal right to legal abortion to the maximum extent permitted by the U.S. Supreme Court in the absence of Roe. This has become, abortion is one of the most commonly medically performed procedures in the U.S. Every year, approximately 1.3 million abortions are performed in the U.S. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you let that number sink in. 1.3 million per year abortions in the United States alone, in our nation. And the sources, and you can look on a map, the abortions per 1,000 women, the ages between 15 and 44. There is a map entitled the Heartbeat International Natural Abortion Federation, and my map is from 2007, and it will give you the breakdown of the percentages of where the majority of abortions are given, and it varies. California is the leading state, and New York. New York has overtaken California recently, and there's more abortions performed in New York, Florida, and in California and Nevada. And so those are the leading states where a majority of abortions are performed. Abortions since 1973 are 50,794,089. The number of abortions per year is 1.37 million. The number of abortions per day are approximately 3,700 per day. Now you let those numbers sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Almost 51 million abortions since 1973, and 3,700 a day. And that's more than the combined population of these states: Kentucky, Oregon, Oklahoma, Connecticut, Iowa, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kansas, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, West Virginia, Nebraska, Idaho, Maine, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Montana, Delaware, South Dakota, Alaska, North Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. All these states' population combined do not equal the number of abortions that have been done in our country since Roe versus Wade became law in 1973. Abortion since 19, the number of deaths, leading causes of death: heart disease, 631,000, cancer, 559,000, stroke, 137,000, chronic lower respiratory disease, 124,000, accidental unintentional injuries, 121,000, diabetes, 72,000, Alzheimer's, 72,000, influenza and pneumonia, 56,000, and sources of death from the data from 2006. And all of these pale in comparison to the number of deaths caused by abortion. Since 1973 to date, over 1,314 Americans have died while answering the call in all four corners of the world. Now, I want you to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. 49 million more than the casualties of U.S. war. Of all the wars put together, if we added up all the people that were lost in the wars in our country, it equals 1,314,000 Americans. Abortion has caused 49 million more casualties than war. You let that sink in. 49 million more casualties than U.S. war have been committed by abortions since 1973. That is a staggering figure. Adolf Hitler murdered 6 million people, and we call him mad, evil, and sick. Yet our nation has killed almost 51 million, and we don't bat an eye about it. And we even have no remorse about it. Worldwide, approximately 42 million per year, approximately 115,000 abortions are performed per day. Per day. Per day around the world. With respect to abortion, would you consider yourself pro-choice or pro-life? In a Gallup poll in 2009, the pro-choice is 56% and pro-life are 33%. That's in 2009. The numbers are closer now to 60 to 65% who are pro-choice. And so it is gaining every year. And so we see that the subject of abortion has caused a majority of death in our nation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that that's innocent blood. The child did nothing. The child in the womb is guilty of nothing but being an inconvenience, something that somebody doesn't want. And in a day and age where birth control methods are very attainable, Planned Parenthood supposedly can give you counseling how to do that and do not even have to get parental consent in many states, and yet we still have all these abortions. The majority of abortions, people would have you believe, are because of rape or incest or the danger of the mother dying. Truth be told, if you looked at the statistics, that percentage is less than 1.5%. 1.5% of all abortions are the result of endangerment to the mother or rape or incest. Such theories are fabricated by the abortion people trying to push the agenda to try to soften what abortion is. Make no mistake about it. All these numbers show that this is an epidemic. It shows that it's done without any consideration for human life. It is done with no remorse, no regret, no apology, no abomination that is done in God's sight is more heinous than the shedding of innocent blood. And it does not matter what the abortion agenda, how they change their terminology. But it does not change what it is in God's sight. God said it is the innocent taking of life. That is considered murder. That is what abortion is. And we have a nation that has a lot of blood on its hands. And we're going to answer to God for that blood. We cannot thumb a nose at God and think that God will not have a response. And so we need to, as we begin this study, to understand that this is something that is rising every year. More and more are being done, and more states are taking radical steps to make abortion, as we will see in future weeks, to go beyond what they were intended in 1973. And we're going to see that even today, just recently, it can be all the way to full term. Think about that. Ponder that. Thank you for listening today. Tune in again next week.